Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks. Commissioner Van Beek gives her regards. She had a medical appointment that could not be moved, and so she will not be able to be in attendance this morning unless we're to run really late, and I don't anticipate that. So with that, we have an 9:30 agenda item, and this is the meeting to receive the clerk's suggested fiscal year 2024 budget. So I will hand over the presentation to our clerk, and Chris, you can take it from here.
Thank you, commissioners. Good morning. Good morning, gallery. We've got a like a full house. That's good. We have a lot to talk about with this presentation, and we're going to have significantly more to talk about after this presentation. So we'll just get right to it, and I'm going to turn this over to Zach, who has prepared this, what you have in front of you now, and we'll go through that. So, Zach?
Thank you, clerk.
Speaking of smart devices.
We'll get there, I hope. We get that.
All right, thank you, Monica.
The county benefits greatly from our subject matter experts. We have a great team of department administrators and elected officials that provide first-class services in a very efficient and effective manner. So the budget is numbers, but what actually happens is our department administrators, our elected officials, carrying out the public's business in a responsible, efficient way. So thank you to our department administrators, our elected officials, for all that they do. As we've gone through this process, in my opinion, our department administrators, our elected officials, have done a first-class job in explaining, supporting, defending, articulating the needs, the wants behind the 2024 budget requests. As they've talked about new positions, as they've talked about new projects, there's been wonderful documentation and detail provided how this project or this position would benefit the public. But well done by all those individuals. Those projects require cash. We don't pay bills with budget, we pay bills with cash. And the county's revenue is not strong at the moment. The county's revenue streams are in a period of weakness right now. We're seeing declines, decreases in revenue in multiple areas. Areas that we haven't seen declining revenues for a long time. Our landfill. Our landfill is a fantastic indicator of the overall economy. And year over year, the amount of material deposited at the landfill is down. That is something we have not seen for a long time. Our sales tax revenue, the state shared sales tax revenue, has been declining the past few months. That's something that we haven't experienced for an extended period of time. Revenues are vital to providing the cash to pay the bills, and we are operating currently in a weak revenue environment. So we'd like to walk you through some numbers before we get to the details of the 2024 budget. This first slide is our expenditures. These are expenditures from October 1 through July 31 for the past 5 fiscal years. So in 1 year, year over year, our expenditures have increased $10 million. Our spending for salaries and benefits has increased over $9 million. Our spending for other operating activities increased almost $2 million, and our capital spending is down $1 million. If we go back an additional year, so over the course of 2 years, our spending for our governmental funds has increased approximately $20 million in 2 years. Page two shows our revenues. And our revenues are down. Our year-over-year revenues for our governmental funds have decreased by $15 million. The majority of that is our property tax. And we anticipated that. We chose to lower our property tax budget for 2024. We expected that to be lower, but our other revenues outside of property tax, they're also down over $1 million year over year. And that's October through June 30th. So a total decrease of $15 million in 1 year on our revenues. The next page, page three, shows the cash in the county's governmental funds. So our cash balance will be a direct result of revenues and expenditures, and with expenditures up and revenues down, that is going to equal a decrease in our cash position. So over the course of the past 6 months, in our governmental funds, our cash balance has decreased $12 million. This calendar year through June 30th, our cash has decreased by $12 million in our governmental funds. Commissioners, any questions?
So far, thank you.
For the next page, we'll talk a little bit more about what we're seeing currently for the 2024 budget. This will be page number four. So we've had budget meetings, we've received budget requests, we've analyzed revenue, and this is for our governmental funds. So this does not include any ARPA activity. This does not include any landfill enterprise activity. So for 2024, the county has the authority to levy over $54 million in property tax. That $54 million would include the increase available for new construction, the increase available for the 3%, and also the increase available for the dissolution of the revenue allocation area associated with the Caldwell Urban Renewal. All those factors together, the county could levy $54.4 million in property tax to support 2024 activities. We've got our other revenues listed there, our charges for services, our intergovernmental revenues, licenses, permits, and fees, and interest and other miscellaneous revenue. So the total revenue for governmental funds, just under $104 million. On the expenditure side, the salaries and benefits, including the requests for new positions, including the dollar amount for the 2024 proposed compensation plan, salaries and benefits amount is $90 million. We've also got our other operating expenditures detailed there, and $7.2 million for capital investments. But the total expenditures for the current budget in process, the current working budget for our governmental funds is almost $124 million. So revenues of $104 million, expenditures of $124 million, that is a $20 million deficit. The next page provides some more detail regarding that 2024 working budget. The 2023 Salaries and benefits budget was almost $84 million. There's been some mid-year compensation adjustments, a little over $3 million for new and reclassified positions, $1.3 million for the 2024 compensation plan proposal. That brings the total 2024 working salaries and benefits budget amount to $90 million. Down below, we've identified some of these more significant requests, the more significant items in the B budget. Some of those projects that have been discussed over the past few months as we've met with department administrators and elected officials. Page six. Again, at the top of the page, $104 million in revenue, $124 million in expenditures. You've got a deficit of $20 million. So we outlined some possible options on this page. One option would be to adjust expenditures, including thoughtful consideration of our human capital investment, prioritization of essential capital projects, and maximize outside funding sources, grants, state and federal monies. Utilize the best we can all available funding sources. Another option would be to utilize fund balance. The county still has healthy, sufficient amounts of fund balance. Fund balance is not a long-term viable solution. We're projected for our governmental funds to end fiscal year 2023 with $48 million in fund balance. That would be approximately 44% of annual spending. So that's still a healthy amount of fund balance. Another option would be to supplement revenue with ARPA monies. The county, our revenue streams have been greatly influenced, greatly disrupted by COVID-19. So the county's ARPA money can be used to provide essential government services. Currently, there's been discussion about ARPA monies for capital investments, and ARPA monies are not an ongoing permanent source of funding. The county also has some available foregone property tax revenues. So in prior years, when the county has not requested our 3%, we have not requested new construction, we've accumulated a foregone balance. And we could request $2.2 million of foregone property tax. So that would be in addition to, that would be on top of the $54 million. Questions there, thoughts, other ideas on options?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
One question, you've got $48 million of utilized fund balance. That excludes the enterprise fund?
Correct.
Okay.
That would be just our governmental funds. Here is the suggested budget from the clerk. Fiscal responsibility. We've talked about this. The county revenues across multiple functions have decreased year over year. Our development services revenues are down 33%. Our recording fees are down 34%. Our motor vehicle revenues are down 15%. And our property tax revenues down 25%. Sufficient cash flow from operations and other revenues is essential. It's vital to funding ongoing operations. Our statewide shared sales tax revenue year over year was down 7% in April, down 4% in May. It was 1% higher in June. But we hope that trends in a better direction. And the county again burnt through $12 million in cash for the first 6 months of calendar year 2023. The clerk suggested budget includes maintaining our previous investments in our personnel, our human capital. But from fiscal year 2018 to fiscal year 2022, over those 4 years, our payroll spending increased $7.5 million, or 16% total over those 4 years. In 1 year, our payroll spending has increased $9 million, or 17%. And that's partly due to we have approximately 35 more occupied full-time positions today compared to the year prior. Our county personnel are vital. They provide essential first-rate public services. We are in the business of providing services, and those must be provided by trained, competent individuals. And we must continue to maintain that investment in our personnel. Ordinary and necessary expenditures. Year over year, our other operating spending has increased 12%, or almost $2 million. Inflationary factors, resumption of travel, training, and other economic activities have increased spending. Spending on vendor-provided medical and food services have increased. We recommend a judicious capital investment program. We recommend mindful evaluation and prioritization of capital needs. We recommend maximizing funding from sources from grants, federal and state governments, and outside sources. This will benefit property taxpayers. And also careful consideration and balance of long-term needs and current economic conditions. Well, the next page, number 8, we'll walk through some of the more details behind the clerk's suggested budget. The revenues are $104 million, including $54 million in property tax. Again, that's the 3% increase, the new construction increase, and the increase from the revenue allocation area expiring. On the expenditure side, the suggestion is to roll forward with the approved 2023 salaries and benefits budget of $83.8 million. We recommend trimming some of the capital projects and adjusting the B budgets down. So the total suggested expenditure budget for our governmental funds would be $111 million. This would require a utilization of almost $7 million of fund balance to balance the budget. Some of the significant projects that we've included in a clerk's suggested budget include public safety vehicles. Some of the projects that are grant funded, including the Parks Boater Improvement Project, the County Fair Site Improvement Project, which is funded with Caldwell Urban Renewal Funds, and a rescue boat in waterways that's grant funded as well.
Deputy Clerk, am I reading this right? You guys are suggesting no compensation increase and no new position hiring?
Correct. That we're recommending that we maintain the same budget for salaries and benefits for 2024 that we have in place for 2023.
Thanks.
The next page provides some charts that detail the funding sources there, with approximately 49% of the funding coming from property tax, and on the spending side, approximately 75% of the budget is for salaries and benefits. Page 10 includes detail regarding the ARPA monies. We've got the ARPA monies slated for capital investments, including the warehouse and animal shelter at $4.1 million, $4.5 million for the elections building, and $28 million for an administration building. So total for the ARPA projects, $36 million. For our landfill enterprise fund, revenues at $8.4 million and expenditures at $8.5 million. No property tax. The landfill is an enterprise fund supported entirely by fees and charges for services. If we include that all together, grand total, governmental funds, the ARPA, and the landfill enterprise fund. Total revenues of $149 million. Total expenditures of $156 million. A reliance on fund balance to balance the budget of approximately $7 million. Emphasize the circumstances with our revenues. We're keeping a close eye on revenues. We monitor revenues and expenditures consistently, and we've just seen weakness in our revenue streams, and we hope that improves. We think this is a time to be cautious. The county's cash position, the county's fund balance is solid. It's stable, we're strong. We need to be cautious, in my opinion, of the revenues that provide the cash to pay the bills. And we hope to see improvement. We hope to see a positive trend in those revenue streams.
Chairman Holton, so you'll probably recall I have been warning about this revenue slide for some time now. I will say that this came a little quicker than I thought it would, and possibly a little more severe than I thought it would. I thought this would be pushed down the road a little bit, but nevertheless, we saw this circumstance beginning to happen. So while we saw that, the spending has gone up, as the controller has talked about. So. This is a double-edged sword, where we have revenues headed down and we have expenses going up. So the clerk suggested budget is a way to minimize, you know, we cannot absorb a $20 million deficit. That can't happen. I would point out that over the years, we have saved the taxpayers many millions of dollars. We have cut budgets at times when 2 years in a row that we cut budget to the tune of $5 million less for property taxes. This last year, $14 million in less property taxes. So we have tried to do what we could do for the property taxpayer, hoping that legislatively there would be some things that would help out. So we do have some of that at this point. It remains to be seen exactly how that's going to work out. The reason I'm going into that dialogue is with the $7 million fund balance to balance the budget. We're going to have some significant discussions, but it could be that for the first time in, well, never happened since I've been here, but might suggest that we look at foregone.
Chief Wagner, on page 5, it has the salaries and benefits budget, which is the same number you suggest to carry over. But then we have the mid-year compensation adjustments. What happened to those?
Well, the current projection is for fiscal year 2023, budget-wise, will be approximately $5 million under budget on our salaries and benefits. But to my recollection, there was no formal increase in the 2023 salaries and benefits budget. During this fiscal year, there's been no new unanticipated revenue. There's been no new funding source identified. It's been, we're going to operate within the 2023 budget. And it appears that that's going to work. There will be budgetary savings on the salaries and benefits side. So we're making it work. It's working now. There's no new unanticipated revenue. There's no increase in the 2023 budget, and it's working now.
So this $1.7 million that I don't know where those are, that's going, but somebody's getting that money, correct? And so you're proposing for fiscal year 24 that goes away?
No, not proposing no change to the salaries and benefits budget for 2023.
Okay, so where does that $1.7 million get carried over into the suggested? Because the 83,832 is carried over, but I don't see the 1.7.
To my knowledge, there was no increase in the 2023 budget when those were approved. There was no new funding source. There was no unanticipated revenue. We just funded those with budgetary savings in 2023. Those are working within the 2023 budget structure.
I think it should be noted, and for the record, that with the increases in compensation, the intended purpose was to create a better hiring environment and better retention of employees. It worked. Consequently, we're seeing more expenditure on the A budget side because we have retained more people. We've hired a few more people. And so were we in the past with budgets where we knew we were going to be as much as $2 million under budget on A budget, that's dwindled. And again, that was on purpose. That was the intention, was that we didn't have to, we were running into a situation where it was difficult for some of our entities to maintain services without adequate employees and adequate trained employees.
Mr. Chair, So this $83,832,000 that's carried over from FY '23 to '24, and the proposed, and that $5 million under budget was on salary and benefit savings to this day to consume that 1.7 is what you're thinking in FY '24. So would it be safe to say if we had zero vacancies in FY '24, we'd be short?
If we had every single position filled every day.
Best case scenario.
We would likely be short, yes.
Which brings up one more point. Thank you for that. Is in the past, we've generally operated with a budget that relied on 10% of the fund balance to balance the budget, knowing full well that that wasn't going to happen, wasn't going to be needed. Given what we have to work with now, I think that that scenario is probably history. We've got a lot to do yet, but I don't think we're going to be able to address Mr. Rath's point. The 10% unfunded is probably going to have to go away.
Mr. Chairman, there's currently approximately 50 positions that are approved but vacant. And over the past few years, on average, anywhere from 50 to 100 positions approved, budgeted positions have been vacant consistently.
I don't want to cut you off if there's anything else.
Sometime before the third week in August, we will need to publish a tentative budget. The budget hearing is August 30th. At the third week in August, we need to publish a tentative budget.
That's the 18th, correct?
Yeah, whatever.
I think it's the 18th.
That third week in August is.
Have our work cut out for us. Well, if there's nothing else, the board really appreciates the work that you put into it. This, by state statute, is one of the duties of our clerk, and we can take this under advisement from here, and we'll roll up our sleeves and we'll get to work. Together, we'll get to work. And so I appreciate your time. And if there's nothing else, would it be all right if we adjourn?
So moved.
All right. We'll be in adjournment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.